Ingvar Kamprad, Mr. IKEA. It was a great day for young Ingvar. He'd just received a lot of money as a gift from his father. He finished his studies, continued his small business of selling various things from Christmas decorations, matches, pens, fish, or even seeds, and his father was proud. Ingvar decided to use this money to start a company. He named it IKEA, which was an acronym from the initials of his name and the city where he was born. He continued to sell many things, but instead of doing it door to door, he created a catalogue and he mailed orders to customers' homes. In the meantime, he was also looking for a side business. "I really enjoy your catalogue, Ingvar. It is almost like a story, but something is missing." Ingvar's wife was flipping through the pages. "What do you mean?" he asked. "Wouldn't it be great to sell cabinets and cupboards to put all the things in the catalogue into?" Ingvar immediately loved this idea and went to meet Swedish farmers and wood producers to talk about furniture design. What looks now like a typical and signature move was then a necessity. It was easier to send flat boxes of furniture in pieces with an assembly manual. Ingvar was dyslexic, and he worked very hard to finish his studies and became one of the best from his class. He didn't want to let his disorder complicate his business. And because his biggest problems were long numbers, he decided to give names to every piece of furniture IKEA offered. Another logical step was opening a shop that would mostly serve as a showroom. People would come to see and touch the furniture, and then they placed orders or made purchases. And because customers were travelling long distances to shop at IKEA, Ingvar opened a small restaurant and a supervised playroom for kids. Customers were used to meeting Ingvar in the shop and talking to him. He appreciated their feedback and ideas, and that is why he also started focusing on children's furniture. When he expanded to other countries, he used the same principles and worked hard to build a chain of stores that covered everything customers needed in order to create an amazing shopping experience. He wanted them to find something under the roof that would bring them back. Ingvar is a person who introduced not only Swedish furniture to the world, but also cuisine. IKEA's meatballs are famous in more than 400 countries, where they are sold in IKEA store restaurants. "Ingvar, you are rich. Why do you still fly in economy class?" his friend asked one day. Ingvar was known for his habit of saving every penny. "If it is okay for other people, it is fine for me too," he replied. Ingvar lived in a small house, ate every day at his restaurant, wore second-hand clothes or clothes he bought at the flea market, and he got his hair cut cheaper in developing countries. He worked and made essential decisions, but he took his three sons on board to help him. Kamprad was very careful with his money spending, but he liked to help, so he and his family launched the Kamprad Family Foundation, which financially supports various research projects that are conducted for health and education benefits.